18th of February 2020, James 1, 12 to 18. Blessed is anyone who persevereth when trials come. Such a person is of a proven worth and will win the prize of life, the crown that the Lord has promised to those who love him. Never, when you are being put to the test, say, God is tempting me. God cannot be tempted by evil, and he does not put anybody to the test. Everyone is put to the test by being attracted and seduced by that person's own wrong desire. Then the desire conceives and gives birth to sin, and when sin reaches full growth, it gives birth to death. Make no mistake about this, my dear brothers. All that is good, all that is perfect, is given us from above. It comes down from the Father of all light. With him there is no such thing as alteration, no shadow caused by change. By his own choice he gave birth to us by the message of the truth, so that we should be a sort of first fruits of all his creation. The great theme of temptation is continued in today's readings. The Apostle James is first concerned with clearing up any existing false views about God that may have existed. God does not lead into temptation. He never wants to do anything bad to man. But this world has become dark because of sin and lives far away from God. God takes this fact into ministry and allows temptation as a test. All who trust him are led through temptations in which God's grace helps us to greater faith and perfection. So there is a great difference whether God leads us into temptation or whether he just lets it happen. This difference is sometimes not so clear in the Old Testament text. A distinction must be made between God's active will, which is always directed toward the good. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of the stars, where there is no change and no darkening, was said in our text today. And we look to his passive will. That means God allows temptations. The difference is not always to recognize at first sight. This probably led the French bishops to change the corresponding passage in the Lord's Prayer, that there are no misunderstandings. This is understandable. But others think that a prayer which has been prayed for so long, the words of the Lord, should not be changed, but should be better explained. The Apostle James insists in today's text that temptations come from within ourselves. They come from misguided desire. And if it's not overcome, it gives birth to sin and, as a consequence, spiritual death. This is what we call life in sin. This makes it all the more important to take up the fight against sin seriously, not to let up, and to strengthen ourselves with all spiritual means to resist it. It is not for nothing that the Lord places a crown of victory before our eyes, because to resist sin means to show the Lord his love. This is also the deepest motivation, because sin can become so tempting above the level of our desire, that it is difficult to remember that the Lord does not want sin. To hold on to the Lord is then our task and explanation of love to Him. We are not far away from Lent now. I would like to remind you once again that even the so-called venial sins and voluntary imperfections prevent us from growing in love on our journey with God. Let us suppose, for example, that I have the habit of being unkind at times and letting myself go a little bit, a tendency to be capricious. It's not what I really want, and I'm sorry about that, but I don't make any effort to work on it and to overcome it. In this way I prevent growing in love, because kindness, real kindness, in all its greatness, is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Or I occupy myself too much with the world, beyond what legitimate recreation means. Actually, I know that I should not be so much concerned with the internet, for example, and with all kinds of unimportant communication. I could use the time better, either directly for the Lord or for meaningful work. But my curiosity does not allow the change, and I do not really want it either, because I've already got used to it, and in the end I'm looking for, or at least accept, the distraction. It is easy to understand that with longer habits a certain dimension in the following of the Lord cannot unfold, but it is held down by our voluntary imperfections. Now one could give many more examples, even the community life, of taking certain liberties, for example, which are not intended or agreed upon at all. These freedoms then can become shackles that do not let us get off the ground properly. Without falling into anxious scrupulousness, for example, we should allow ourselves to be challenged by today's text to better order our spiritual life in the coming Lent and to examine it. This can be very helpful for the goal of our spiritual life, to grow in love for God and for people.
The communion verse we hear today is taken from Psalm 18 and says, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress and my deliverer. My God is my helper."